Ever wonder about the impact you have on others or the impact that they have on you? The Ripple Effect on Thrive Life TV explores just that. You'll understand how one person, one moment can transform your entire life. Discover stories of profound influence, mentorship, and life-altering connections. Join us to uncover the power of human interactions in shaping careers, relationships, and personal growth. Subscribe to Thrive Life TV today with a 7-day no-risk free trial and start understanding the ripples you create and receive in the journey of life. Your story of impact is just one click away. Go to thrivelifetv.com or search for us in the Google and Apple Play stores. We'll see you inside. Get ready to believe that you can have it all. Time for yourself, the kids, your marriage, and your business. My name is Amy Wine. I am a Jesus-loving, married mom, CEO, professional counselor, marriage therapist, high-performance business coach, and a believer in keeping it real. Real life, real relationships, real people. I teach you how to live a life that represents who you are authentically, not who you think you need to be. Each episode, I meet you right where you are with time-tested tools and strategies so that you can find who you are in all the hats you wear and live your life authentically on purpose. This is real life, raw, sometimes ugly, other times wonderful and fun. I can't promise you this work is easy, but I can tell you it is totally worth it. Are you ready? Let's get started. Let's talk about sleep. Coming from the queen of insomnia, it is not my favorite topic, but let's talk about it. Did you know that sleep is not rest? Sink that in for a hot second, people. Sleep is not rest. This concept blew my mind because I have spent years and years of my life trying to figure out how to just sleep more. Sleep better, sleep more. I won't feel as exhausted. I can get up and have energy. And I'm talking 25, 30 of my 50 years, I have spent worried about sleep. If I just sleep more, everything would be better. You know you've thought it. But guess what? Mind blown. Sleep is not rest, people. So over the next 7 episodes, we're going to do quick episodes for the next 7 weeks, and I'm going to do them one each week. There are 7 types of rest God designed for you. And I want to go through one a week because I want you to let it sink in that entire week. Make this an active listening exercise, meaning listen to what we're talking about each week and then go figure out how to get that type of rest in your life. You have 1 week to do it before you come back and you get the second one. But let's get it cleared up right out of the gate. Sleep is not rest. Go ahead, put your hands above your head. Mind blown. I know I'm losing it over here, but hey, you got to be entertained, right? So yes, I get it. Sleep and rest are designed to go hand in hand to help every part of your body regenerate and restore its energy. But think about it for a second. How often do you feel more tired after a nap or even after a night of sleep than you did before your eyes headed off into slumberland? Seriously, why do you need a coffee after a night's sleep? And even more coffee to get through the day after your caffeine crash? Sleep is a biological necessity, period. Rest speaks calm straight into the chaos of your mind, your body, and your spirit. Rest make sleep come easier. Okay, now that we're very clear on sleep is not rest, you got it? You're still unsure? Let's talk about rest type number one, physical rest. There are actually two types of physical rest. Active rest, where this type of rest is meant to release the tension in your body and restore peace and calm. Athletes are famous for using this type of rest. It is necessary for them to be very in tune with their bodies. They know that after physical activity, they need to stretch and even have rest days built into their workouts. So if an athlete, a professional, I'm paying you millions of dollar athlete, has to have rest built into their lives, why don't you? Why don't I? Pause. Again, mind blown. If a person that is playing a professional sport whose body is likely in the best shapes of anyone in the world, they have to have rest built in, why don't we? Okay, there are some common types of active rest. Stretching, yoga, breathing, meditation, bubble bath. You could even go for a walk while you're communicating with Jesus. Type two type of physical rest is passive rest. You know that feeling that happens when you stop for a bit and you just sit down in the midst of a busy day? You've been running on that hamster wheel all day, so you sit down for a moment and all of a sudden, tiredness overtakes you. Have you ever just said, oh my gosh, I'm so tired. I actually just sat down right now and I feel like I was doing okay, just running. And then I sat down for a minute. And, oh my gosh, I'm so tired. You know what I'm talking about. It's that moment when you think, wow, I just had a ton of energy. And all of a sudden I sat down, I wiped out. Your second thought is usually this. I can't feel tired like this. I have too much to do. But the motivation to do anything is suddenly, it's gone. So passive physical rest is a healing place. Being still in your body leads to the recovery of your body's natural ability to heal itself. The most common type of passive rest is actually napping. So here are some other things that we got to consider. So that was what we call the first R, reveal rest. So we revealed it. There are two types of physical rest. Rest is type number one, physical rest. Active rest and passive rest. Let's go to the E in rest. Evaluate your energy. Here are some signs you might be deprived of physical rest. You're so tired, but you can't fall asleep. You frequently have muscle aches. You depend on caffeine, sugar, energy drinks, or bars to give you more energy. You don't have enough energy to do all the physical tasks on your to-do list. And you often use alcohol, pills to give you more types of rest. Are you ready to rediscover you again? You are made for more than being just okay. Do you feel like you've lost yourself a little bit between juggling the roles of wife, mom, CEO, cook, chauffeur, nurse, doctor, mediator, dog poop picker-upper? But you've forgotten what it means to be you. So let's rediscover who you are in Him. You're more than a wife, more than a mom, more than a CEO. I think it's time for you to join me on Awaken Me, a journey to finding you. And this is a complete step-by-step rediscovery course designed to introduce you to the most important person in your life, you. AwakenMeCourse.com. Sign up and come join me on this journey. S in rest is what I call science and scripture. The National Sleep Foundation found that 60% of survey participants reported having trouble sleeping. Over 40% stated they rarely got a good night's sleep. We spend a lot of energy and time trying to figure out how to sleep. In doing so, we left out the link between sleep and rest. We have ignored the effects our lifestyles have on our ability to enjoy passive and active physical rest. A whopping 97% of us state we feel exhausted most of the time due to our overbooked, overwhelmed lives. I am going to challenge you right now. Start listening to your body. Instead of feeding it more energy-boosting substances, listen, because your body's going to tell you what it needs. Now, for the scripture part, in Genesis 2:2, God rested on the seventh day. This is powerful. Why? Because God is sovereign, almighty, and all-knowing, yet he needed to rest? If God needs rest, why do we not make it a priority in our ever-busy schedule? Because last time I checked, I wasn't even close to being God. Since this is true, why do I act like I'm superwoman and can do it all without rest? I'm going to let that just sit right there for all you ladies and gentlemen. Why do you just let it? Superman, superwoman, you got to do it all. I don't need to rest. I'm just going to go. Give me an energy drink. Give me a tea. We have to learn to listen to your body's love language. And this is your to-do for today. Letter T of rest. Your body has a love language. It speaks up loud and clear in the aches and the pains you experience, the headaches, the stomach aches, and the tension. Do this for just a moment. Now tighten your arms with your clenched hands, then your shoulders, your back, your neck, pull in your stomach. I'm doing it at the same time as you, is why I'm talking weird. Tighten your legs all the way to your feet. Hold for a moment. Is everything in your body tensed up? Oh, feel the burn. Release it. Do you know that feeling in your body? Oh, yeah. I bet you do. I bet it's how you feel most of the time. I challenge you to start listening to your body's love language. If your muscles are tight because of stress is being held there, speak the language and use stretching to release the tension. If anxiety is causing your nerves to be irritated and constantly fire, use the language of a calm walk or gentle movements to increase the blood flow in your body. Creating a break in your day for just a 10 to 15 minute gentle walk can be all it takes to remove the tension, headache, and you have a pain-free day. To bring your physical rest back into balance, you have to practice moving your body by not staying in the same position for more than 1 hour. You have to choose to be still on purpose for 5 minutes a day and just focus on how your body feels and breathe. You have to develop a bedtime routine. Whatever you find calming is good. For me, that's spa music and a bubble bath, because I find water and spa music soothing. So, how can you take action on implementing one small thing into your daily life to help increase your physical rest? I want to know this. What have you learned about physical rest today? What you thought was true before, what has changed now? Email me, amy@amywine.com, and let me know. Come back next week. Go ahead, hit the reminder, subscribe to this podcast, hit the reminders, have it automatically download for you, because next week is rest type number 2, sensory rest. And if you have trouble, go back to last week's episode on Purposeful Week. And start figuring out where you're going to put this in to your intentional week. Talk to you soon. Okay, that wraps up today's episode of Couch Time with Amy Wine. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you're interested in continuing conversations just like these, visit my website at amywine.com. There you will find additional resources for high-achieving, Jesus-loving, married moms just like you, and the different ways that we can work together. Thanks for tuning in. See you here next week. Are you feeling like your marriage is more about going through the routine than the romance? Just the day-to-day drudgery of all the things and the chaos that surround you that you have to do? You're not alone. Hi, I'm Amy Wine, your marriage and family therapist and founder of Thrive Life TV, and we get it. Impact-driven achievers like you deserve a marriage that is just as successful as your business and your career. Your marriage is about more than just staying together. It's about growing together, laughing together, and reigniting the spark that makes you partners in every sense of the word. That is where Thrive Life TV steps in. Join me for exclusive sessions. We're going to tackle real life marriage challenges, from reigniting passion to deepening your emotional connection. We're talking real change, real results. It is time to transform your marriage into a thriving partnership that you both deserve. On Thrive Life TV, you're going to find practical strategies, shared experiences, and that extra push you need. Are you ready to uplevel your marriage? Visit thrivelifetv.com and let's bring the joy and love and yes, the fun back in your marriage. I'll see you inside.